Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Stepping out with an idea of creating a business and achieving success is an inspiring accomplishment. The West Monroe, West Ouachita Chamber of Commerce takes a moment to recognize this achievement by presenting an entrepreneurial awards program in December. The organization wraps up applications for the honor this week. Chamber Membership Director Tom McCandlish visits to share about the program. Tom, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, how long has the Chamber been presenting this event?
The annual banquet happens every year and has since the early 60s. The Entrepreneurial Spirit Award is actually a new award that was incepted about a year and a half ago. So it's an award that celebrates the entrepreneurial spirit of the small business owner who takes a business from a very small, humble beginning to a large entity in today's economy.
Can you share about some of the past honorees of the award?
Well, the actual first winner was last year, and it was Johnny's Pizza. So that was a very touching moment when Mr. Huntsman came up and got his award. He was very touched by that. And actually, last year was the first awarding of that particular award. Our other award that we do is the A.O. Evans Award, and that honors a business person in the community who has given a lot back to the community through the form of volunteerism and or donations or, you know, just being a part of the community and being a pillar of the community.
Well, Tom, what stands out to you about individuals that are committed to and achieved success and being a part of the community and giving back?
What stands out to us as a board who judge these type of things, and as a person myself, is somebody who selflessly gives of themselves. You know, the old adage that if you cast bread upon the water, it'll come back to you tenfold. Well, you know, those folks are the ones who generally are successful, those people who are selfless and give a lot of their personal time and in the community, and that's just the way it works.
The application period for this year's recognition ends this Friday. What are some of the guidelines to submit an application?
Well, you know, actually, the only guidelines are that someone nominate you, number one, and number two, that they write a paragraph about you or, you know, a couple of paragraphs about you. The application process, obviously, is on our online, on our website. It's not very complicated. What you really need to do is just nominate someone that you feel is worthy for that category.
Yeah. Outside of the A.O. Evans and the Entrepreneurial Spirit Award, are there any other awards that are recognized in the December program?
The December program, it pretty much revolves around those two items. Mm-hmm. This year we'll be having Joel Manby of Hirsch and Family Entertainment as our speaker this year. And of course, we'll have a mixer beforehand and a VIP meet and greet along with a silent auction. So it'll be a fun time. It'll be sort of a holiday spirit, but the main focus of this banquet every year is to present the A.O. Evans Award winner and the Entrepreneurial Spirit Award winner.
Well, for the majority of entrepreneurs, Tom, how is the current business climate in the area?
You know, that's something that people ask us all the time, being at the Chamber.
Right.
And it's you know, it really comes down to people who have a plan and follow the plan and have a great amount of stick-to-itiveness. You know, obviously, you can pick an idea that may flop, that may fly. It's really a roll of the dice. But if the person is willing to put in the hard work and the due diligence and follow the plan that they've laid out, you know, pretty much, you know, you can be successful.
Yeah, those odds start to increase.
the odds start to increase if you do the work, you follow the plan. You know, the odd a person who decides, hey, I want to open a restaurant, and they've never had any restaurant experience in their lives, you know, odds are they're not going to make it.
Yeah.
Until they have worked in that environment and worked in that industry for, you know, a number of years or whatever the case may be, to get that experience, you know, that's generally how it goes.
How does the Chamber help bridge the gap and foster networking for those businesses?
We offer quite a few networking opportunities with the Chamber. Obviously, we do business after-hours events. We also host numerous luncheons. Our main focus we feel as a chamber is to provide information to our members and to help other members connect to other members. So, you know, our sole focus in life, really, as a chamber, is to back small business and businesses in general who are members of the chamber and help them succeed.
Well, getting geared up for the holiday season, tell us about some of the things that the Chamber of Commerce is going to be involved in this year.
Well, primarily, of course, we have the annual banquet, but we're also participating in actually hosting a Celtic Christmas on December the 17th. That'll be on a Tuesday evening at Hamilton House Inn, our bed and breakfast in West Monroe. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing that we're participating in. We're also helping with the Duck Commander Christmas. So, you know, those are just a few things that we're involved in. And we also partner with our Monroe Chamber ambassadors to meet at the food bank, the Northeast Louisiana Food Bank, and put together the over the weekend backpacks, food packs for the food bank.
Tom, someone would like to find out more about the application for the entrepreneurial awards or more about the chamber.
They could just call us at 318-325-1961, or they can email the chamber at info@westmonroechamber.org.
Tom McCandless serves as membership director with the West Monroe, West Ouachita Chamber of Commerce. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org. Learn more about America Recycles Day, which takes place on Saturday. We'll talk with Monroe Beautification Director Greg Smith tomorrow on Lanyap.